Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Motherson Sumi Wiring India Limited MSWIL Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. V.C. Sehgal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, sorry, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call of MSWIL. We had a wonderful quarter, and I know you would be having questions, so I'll hand it back, and please ask your questions, and we will answer to the best of our capability. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Kapil Singh from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. On the results, firstly, I just wanted to check, you know, we have seen an improvement in raw material to sales ratio for the quarter. Does this reflect a drop in commodities or cost reduction? And going ahead, you know, what is the outlook on, you know, both cost reduction and commodity prices?
Thank you, Kapil. Anurag or Mr. Chhabra, who's going to take this?
Right, sir. Anurag this side. I'll take this question.
Yeah.
Kapil Singh, as you have requested for this raw material cost, see, it is very because product mix is different from one quarter to another. So what we make or manufacture the harnesses from one quarter to another quarter, the requirement of the customer and product mix, it's very different. So it's not easy to say that, you know, it's apple-to-apple comparison is a little bit difficult in this. But as said, that raw material, there are many other things which we are taking actions internally, say, on localization and on the localization front, which is actually going to give a benefit to us in the coming times.
Okay, understood. But if you could just explain, this reflects more, in your view, mix, or did we realize anything from commodity prices softening, or you expect that to come in future?
Yeah, this is Mahendra. So this is mainly related to the product mix and the content mix of that. As far as commodity prices are concerned, one of the main components that we use is the copper, for which we have pass-through arrangement with our customers, with some customers at a quarter lag and with some customers at a half-yearly lag. So it's more to do with, like, the products that we are doing, the mix of the content, so the components within that product.
Okay. And second, in the press release, we have also mentioned that there are, you know, inflationary pressures on wages. So does the current quarter reflect the full impact of that, or should we expect, you know, more wage increases also to come through the year?
Yeah. So, good question. So, as far as wages are concerned or manpower cost is concerned, I mean, there are some external factors which control it, which is basically related to minimum wages, which are governed by the state government. And there is something which is internal. So as far as external factors are concerned, well, slightly difficult to comment on that, whether there will be another increase in the minimum wages, and if yes, which state or how many states. But it all depends on that. Otherwise, whatever increase has been there effective 1st of April, that has been considered into these numbers.
Okay, that's helpful. And also, we have talked about, you know, initiating supplies to two leading players in EV commercial segment. Could you just throw some light that, you know, which type of product is it? Is it a light commercial vehicle? And are these high voltage wiring harnesses, inverters? What all does it include?
See, this is very specific to the customer. So we are, you know, unable to tell you the customer names into that, but these are related to the high voltage harnesses only, where we have started supplying. Though electric and high voltage, we are in all the segments, whether it's the passenger vehicle, commercial, two-wheeler and buses. So it across, but you know, there are new segment customer also adding, as well as the established customer also, we are supplying these parts.
Okay, so EV commercial segment means LCVs? Just the category I wanted to understand.
Kapilji, I need to check and I'll offline, I can confirm you
on this. Okay. Okay, thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a clarification on the RM cost side. So, as we see some moderation in the RM cost on QOQ basis or on YY basis, this will be passed with a lag. So when we pass it on, our RM cost as percentage of sales will decline, right?
Anurag?
Sir, I would request Jinesh to just repeat the question again, please.
Yeah. What I'm asking is, when we pass on the RM cost to the consumers based, to our customers based on the contracts, it will have implications on RM as percentage of sales for us, while absolute impact on EBITDA may not be there.
Okay. What I understand from your question is you are saying that the at the time of start of the any business, the RM cost mentioned into the products is actually, Jinesh, I'm sorry, I have not understood.
Okay, let me put it the other way around. RM cost as percentage of sales, which we see on in our financial statement on quarterly basis or on annual basis, that does get influenced by RM cost pass-through contracts, which we have with our customers. I mean, the reason I'm asking this is because we have seen a good moderation on QOQ basis for our RM cost as percentage of sales. And you're broadly indicating this is because of the mix-related changes. So would there any influence of commodity costs on this number?
See, as far as commodity, you know, is concerned, on particularly on the RM cost, as Chhabraji has also confirmed that, you know, whatever the impact of, say, for the, you know, commodity for, say, copper or for the exchange rate, that is being, you know, on the pass-through. And
Okay.
So we take it, it's a straightaway pass-through. So there is no as such of, you know, very big impact of these commodities going to impact anything on the raw material cost. Is that the right, is this a question you are asking?
No, maybe I'll take it separately with you. No worries. Second question is with respect to the CapEx side. So can you give any indication of what kind of CapEx-related investments you'll be doing this year, considering the order wins have been also quite strong on the EV side? Would we need to incur further CapEx for this growth?
Yes. In this year, 23-24, we see a CapEx of approximately 125 crores. And this does not include land and building. And this is mainly for the directly, as you said, customer increased demand. And as you know, that land and building we have taken on rentals from SAMIL, and for the future investment, this depends upon the availability of land, and all that will be done by the appropriate company.
Got it. And lastly, if you, would it be possible to share what would be our revenues from EVs now, given that we are seeing a good traction? Would it be possible to share as a percentage what kind of revenues we get from EVs?
Are you asking of the order book that they have? We are not disclosing that number.
Not the order book, of the revenues.
Are we giving that, Pankaj? Are we giving that kind of number from MSW?
Similar to what we give in SAMIL, so I was wondering if
That's what I'm thinking, because SAMIL we give.
We haven't shared yet. So.
But I don't think we are giving it in MSW.
Sure. No worries. In case it can consider sharing it later, that will be helpful. Thanks.
I'll take note of that. If you can, from the next time, we can give them what's the EV number. But EV number is normally very, very...
currently very small, it's very small. I understand.
Mr. Regal has suggested that we don't give these EV numbers separately.
Okay, no worries. Okay, thanks and all the best.
Because it's too small. It's too small. If you want, then I'm sure they can work it out. But anyway, as you all desire, so we'll try if we can give some the next time.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks. Thanks and all the best.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Gupta from HSBC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. Hello, can you hear me? Just wanted to understand one, in Q3 last year, you had guided that that we'll get the margins back to normal levels by Q1, but yet we see that margins are still quite low. So I'm just trying to understand that what has changed since then in terms of what was your understanding then versus now, which is leading to sort of margins remaining at extremely low levels.
When you say extremely low, what is the margin according to you? Because we never guide you on margins.
No, so you didn't put out, absolute margin number, but I believe, if I look at the presentation as well as...
Extremely low. Extremely low because of your thinking or because we had guided you?
No, so you guided for margins to improve, right? More towards the average, like if I look at FY22 was closer to 13%. And... that is it would be closer to that sort of a level was what I would expect. I mean, when you're saying margins will normalize back to previous levels.
Fair enough. Can you remember? So who guided you at that time in the second quarter, last third quarter you're talking about? So 6 months back.
Yeah, so... I believe Mr. Gauba was on CNBC talking about that.
Oh, okay. As far as my business is concerned, Gauba is now not the CFO anymore. We would have to... Gauba, are you on the line? Because still some time is there. Is Gauba there on the line? No. So, Mr. Chhabra, we'll get back to you. I don't remember us guiding you for the margin, but I'm sure we'll try and find out from Mr. Gauba because he's still here till 31st of August. So, we'll find out and get back to you. Okay?
Okay. The point was, you highlighted certain factors, right? Like that... the new plant capacities are ramping up, and there were certain cost pressures that you were in negotiations with the customers to pass those on. So, and I mean, given that you have expanded capacity by almost 25%, so I'm just trying to understand, like, where are we in terms of those, like, absorption of those costs and the ramp up that we expected? Like, you've talked about in the annual report also that you're supplying for 23 new models, including the changes, et cetera, which are going to be a significant part of the overall revenue. So I'm just trying to understand, like, where are we in terms of that journey? Is this, I mean, is there still a lot of distance to travel in terms of that ramp up and cost optimization?
Yeah, definitely, you know, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah, go ahead.
Muted. When you wanted to check, Mr. Gaba is with me. We have just got ourselves unmuted from the host. So, very sorry that we were trying to speak and we couldn't get through at that time. To answer Sonal's question.
Now, I know you're in Dubai, but go ahead, yes, if you can answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sonal, I'm Gaba this side. I'm sitting with Mr. Mittal. First of all, we have always said and maintained, including on CNBC, we never guide on the margins. What we talked about, you subsequently talked about that, as the new capacities which we have established will start getting better utilized from by end of quarter one of next year, subject to customers pick up or customer plans being met as per the schedule plan. So there was no guidance on the margins as far as we are concerned. We have only been guiding on the return on capital employed. Definitely, if you look at the quarter one of this year, the performance compared to quarter two and quarter three, when we started expanding our capacities and introduction of new models, the performance is far better and improved compared to those, if you will look at in terms of the operational performance.
And just to add to the point that if you know from the market information, and as we have also mentioned in our release, that there have been in this quarter block holidays with some of the customers, main customers. Some of them were planned, some of them were not so well not planned. And as we would have seen from the market information already, that many of the models couldn't achieve the volumes which they were envisaged to achieve due to some of the supply chain issues as well. So the capacities which we have created are currently not in full use. They will continue to get ramped up over a period of time with these ups and downs in the market.
Got it, sir. And just lastly, like in terms of the annual report, you also mentioned about the increase in cost of some of the components like connectors, etc., which you were in negotiation with customers to sort of being able to pass on these costs. So I just want to understand, like, because we were quite optimistic over the last two quarters that we'll get some sort of a pass through. I mean, like, how do you see that? Are we able to pass on these increased costs, or as of now, a significant portion is still sort of under recovered?
Well, Anurag, do you have this thing on that, or
yes, sir.
Shall we?
Yes, sir, this is, I just want to answer. Sonalji, this is our continuous process as you know, these are work in progress with the customer. We are on regular basis. Whenever such things are there, we are discussing regularly with them, and we are recovering also. So it's a work in progress and ongoing activity, actually.
And Sonal, you should also just remember that it's a never-ending process at the moment, it appears. Because the components and all that are increasing on a virtually a quarter and quarter basis kind of thing, you know. So by the time you get the recovery for the last thing, you already have another one negotiation started for the next particular thing. So there are many moving parts in that: the currencies, the components itself, also electrification, and a lot of these things are moving parts. So I think the best this thing is that we look at the end of the year. That's the time when all of them come into some sort of a culmination, hopefully, and let's hope in this high inflation kind of a thing, you know, we can give you guys some more guidance.
Got it, sir. Great, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question.
You're welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. Next question is from the line of Kapil Singh from Nomura. Please go ahead.
So thanks again. Just wanted to check, we've talked about, you know, supply chain issues at customer end, and we've, you know, this issue has been going on for some time. So what is the visibility that you have now in terms of for Motherson wiring as well as for customers? Are you seeing that these are largely easing off, or by when do you think where we can see production levels at the desired levels by the customer?
So there's no lack of intention by the customers to produce. If they can produce even one car more, they will. But there are so many moving parts, Kapil, and that's something that you have to understand. We have a war going on. We have China factor. We have, I mean, I can keep on trying to explain the whole thing. But I think the will from our customer side, from the supplier side, is to provide as much clarity as we can. But things go wrong without your even knowing, but it goes on. But Pankaj, you want to add something on this, or Anurag?
No, actually, you are right, sir. And Kapil, the point is that these are sometimes so unforeseen that even the customer is not able to predict. So these are all making best efforts and trying to do the best. And to put it in perspective, yes, the supply chain issues are not completely over. So they keep coming back and hitting sometimes.
And I just want to add one more thing, that as a company, we are getting ready for that, because at times they change the plan also, but we are there to service the customer so that they should not have any interruption into their supplies also. So we get ready at our end to make sure that we continue supplying parts to them.
Okay. So at this stage, it's not possible to say whether we are likely to see better production in coming few months, or is there enough visibility right now? Or not?
On the contrary, yeah, on the contrary. I'm saying if the car makers can make even one more car, they're willing to make it. In fact, the thing is so volatile in the world at this moment that we are doing everything possible to make. And I don't think you'll hear this kind of commentary from the car maker that they are not able to sell or something. It's more about supply chain, and they can supply, definitely they'll sell. So according to me, it's, to the contrary, is true.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Basudeb Banerjee from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
A couple of things. One, if you can explain what has been the favorable change in mix which resulted in improving gross margin, so that one can understand that these are the segments of better margin going ahead, just from a mix perspective.
Are you talking about production? You're talking about, what are you talking about, sir?
You said because of favorable mix and not because of any commodity movement, the gross margin turned favorable. So if you can explain, sir, which are the segments where mix improved, resulting in better gross margin?
You mean we should tell you about the customers? Is that
no,
the question?
Segment mix, whether which segment revenue mix improved?
Segment means what? Pankaj or Anurag, can you please explain? Because for me, it's not, I didn't understand the question.
The thing is that, you know, as you have seen that sequentially we are growing up and we don't talk about margins. We always remain on the monitoring of the ROAS. And as per the our group philosophy, we have to be more than 40%. We have given more than 40% in last financial year, and we are very much on the track. So we are just monitoring that part only. Is that the one you are looking for?
The word favorable mix, so just wanted to understand what turned favorable from that angle only. I just try to know what favorable mix will be. Just try to understand.
So favorable mix, maybe he's referring to the comment that was there in the commentary, so maybe that.
Yes, sir.
The favorable mix was actually that in spite of shorter days, in spite of the close down with the customer and all that, and they were selling a bit more on the luxurious time. So I think that might be the favorable mix that you're looking for. So as you see, the entry level cars almost everywhere are underselling. So that probably should explain it to you.
Sure, so but anyways, entry level car weakness has been there for a prolonged period. Just this quarter specifically, I don't think anything changed materially from that angle. But leaving that aside, and second thing, sir, those the new facilities which were added last year, and as you sir explained, that gradually they are ramping up. So, what is the level of utilization on those new facilities now?
Anurag?
Yes. The efficiency, the utilization of the plant, one of the plant is reached to around 55% plus at this moment. And we are seeing that in Q2, that is going to grow up to another 10 to 15% going to add over there. The other facility is already reaching to approximately to 80%. So, majorly only there is one plant left out, which is still at 50-55%, which will grow in the coming quarters.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to remind all participants, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. V.C. Sehgal for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I think the board congratulated the team for doing a great job. All the customers are at the moment very busy trying to get all the supply-related issues and all that thing sorted out. Some cases, semiconductor is also still an issue. And I think all of you are aware of the logistic challenge and all those things that are available across the world. But in spite of that, I think Madhusan has done a phenomenal job. MS Will has performed very well. All the customers have been taken care of to the best of their ability. Whatever the demand was, they were met. So thank you very much for joining, and I hope we answered all the questions that you were wanting. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Madhusan Sumi Wiring India Limited, we conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.